Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Third week of January. Can you believe it? We are in the third week of 2019. So I came to you last week and I promised that I wouldn't be telling you off about where you're at in your business right now. So today we're going to get right into how it is that you can organize the rest of your month if you actually haven't already started doing some type of organization. And what do I mean by that? I mean, how are you planning out your days? I find that if you don't have a written list or a schedule or some type of blocks of time where you're going to be accomplishing something, then you're not going to get a lot done because everything else is going to get in your way. Whether it's phone calls coming in, whether it's appointments that you're making, whether it's the fact that you work from home and you're taking some time to do a little bit of house things, run some errands. If you don't have some kind of schedule, you're going to get lost. And I know this because I speak to agents every single day. My month this month has been having one-on-one mentoring sessions with agents. And what I know is that they have an idea of what it is that they'd like to get done. But the problem is the execution. They're not really sure, how am I actually going to get it down, let's say on paper, or how am I actually structuring my day? So having the ideas up here and knowing what you need to do and then actually doing it, two totally different things. So that's what I want to get into today. Where to begin? And it does not matter whether you are a new agent. It doesn't matter whether you are, let's say, in the beginning to the midst of your career, maybe 2 to 5 years you've been in real estate, or whether you're experienced 5, 6, 10, 15 years. Everyone needs a little bit of structure and organization in order to get stuff done. So here is how my mentoring sessions have gone for the last couple of weeks. My first question to you is going to be this. What do you believe are the most important priorities in your business? So, do you have a list of things that you need to get done, whether it's every day, every week, or every month? You really do need to have that list if you don't, because how else are you going to know all of the what we call money-making activities that you need to do? If you worked in an office environment, or if you work in an office environment, when you go in the morning, you most often know exactly how your day is going to go because you have a schedule of tasks that need to get done. Well, real estate is exactly the same. When you wake up in the morning, you should be having a list or a set of tasks that you need to get done. So I like to start by saying, what are your priorities? Are your priorities generating leads? Are your priorities not generating new leads, but cultivating the leads that you already have? or if you work by referral, meaning that you are working with a sphere of influence, you are working by referral with other agents, you are working by family referral, then how are you cultivating that relationship? So it'd be a great idea if you took out a piece of paper right now or made notes on your phone or your iPad or wherever you happen to be, and start writing down things that are going to lead you to a little more of an organized, let's say organized chaos. So the first thing you're going to want to do is a list of priorities. What are your priorities? It should be money-making activities first. And the reason I say that is because, if you're sending out letters or note cards, put that toward the end of the day. You know, money-making activities are activities that we can do right now that will move our business along in the next month, 2 months, 3 months. And how do we know that? Well, we're going to look at people who we've contacted, people who have contacted us. Is there anyone who is looking to move or they're looking to buy a property and they've talked to you about this in December, in November? They should be right up there on your list of priorities of keeping in touch with. Not asking, are you planning on moving now? Or where do you want to move to? Let's get started. But are you offering these people valuable information in helping them move along their decision, in educating them and what it is that they need to do? Maybe they need to prepare to sell. Maybe they need more information on getting pre-approved for a mortgage, because right now we know that there are issues. It is not easy to get pre-approved right now at the banks. And with the new mortgage rules the way they are, everyone needs to be pre-approved, and it doesn't matter if they already own a home. If they are thinking of purchasing, they need to go and have a talk with their bank. They need to find out formally how much do they qualify for, and are they porting their mortgage? Have you talked to them about the options of bridge financing, meaning that they have to balance two homes until they sell theirs? These are all important things that you would need to be discussing with anyone who is thinking of moving forward in the next 1 to 3 months. So yes, they need to be on your list of priorities. Get in contact with everyone who was a, a serious prospect between November and December and in January. Next on your list, do you have leads that have come in that maybe you need to nurture and move them along with, again, information? And under that little, let's say you're making notes right now, and another little bullet point is, what type of information are you offering people? So make a list of the kinds of information that someone who is starting out on their buying journey or someone who is starting out on their selling journey, what information would they find useful? Think of yourself. Think of your past experience in real estate. If you don't have any past experience or you haven't worked with buyers before because you majority do listings, then think of yourself. What do you need to know as a new buyer about the buying process? Now, I have a list of a couple of lead sources that could help you. So, okay. Let's go to a calendar. So I've got this wonderful calendar here that I have sent out this year. It is a Motivation 2019 calendar. And yeah, I like old school pen to paper. You know why? Because you can see it in front of you. You can hang it wherever it is that you have your office, your desk, whether you have an office in a brokerage, you know, like here at the property gallery, whether you have an office in home, whether you go to a cafe, whatever the case is, you should have something where you can put pen to paper and see it with your eyes and not just on your phone. So if you don't have a calendar and you would like one, I have about 40 extra calendars. All you need to do is send me your address. Send me by messenger, text, whatever, and I will send one off to you because I'd really like you to start your year off strong. So you've got your calendar here in front of you. We are already here. Yes, middle of January. Can you believe this? So My question is, if you haven't gotten a lot done in the first 3 weeks, you now have the rest of the month to actually fulfill what you want to start getting done this year. So, what I have been suggesting to my agents here at the Property Gallery is to block your day, set out blocks of time. You know, if you want to put it into thirds, for example, for every 2 hours, you're going to work on something. And another thing that I have been telling my agents here is this. Having a work routine does not mean that you do not have a life. It means that you are scheduling everything in. And whether that is time for you, whether it's exercise, whether it's doctor's appointments, just keeping healthy, having a great frame of mind, going out for a walk, just put it in there. Whether you plan on taking a vacation again in 6 weeks, because every 6 weeks, that's what your goal is. Put it in a calendar, and then you've got something to work towards. If there is an item that you would really love to purchase, if there is something, a conference that you'd like to attend, write it in there. Even if you haven't bought your ticket, write it in because it's a goal that you want to work toward. That way, you are going to then be able to fill the rest of the calendar with work time. Because in order to have play time, you've got to have some work time. Life balance, right? We're not going to call it work balance. We're going to call it life balance. So in order to be able to play, you've got to be able to work in order to afford to play. So dividing your day. Again, I'm going to bring back this office environment because a lot of real estate agents don't structure their day. And then the day gets away from them. You pick up your phone, you go on social media. You start watching a Netflix. Well, maybe I'm just going to watch a second or third episode. Discipline is really needed if you want to get to where you want to be. And that's who this video is for. This video isn't for anyone who wants to do this part-time, because then you have your own, let's say, separate goals. I'm looking for people who are interested in having a successful career so that you can live the life that you truly want to live. So let's talk about some of these time blocks. The first time block of the day should be the most important priority that you have in your business, which would be either getting back to leads, it would be cultivating new leads, anything that is a money-making activity that will bring you toward meeting people, getting to know people, finding out how it is that you can help them. So here are some ideas of lead sources. So who is it that you can be talking to on a daily basis? That way, by the end of the month, you are creating a database of prospects, contacts that you can cultivate and provide value to and communicate with. You notice I don't use the word sell to, because that's not the goal. Our goal is to help people, provide value to them, and then in turn, if they see that we are valuable, then maybe they will do business with us. So we have past clients. If you want to make a little note of these past clients, you have your sphere of influence, which are friends, family, anyone who you happen to be in contact with, more often than, let's say, just an acquaintance. You have your social networks, Instagram, Facebook. You have people in the community that you do business with. So doctors, lawyers, dentists, massage therapists, physiotherapists, all of these people are people who know you, hopefully like you, and may in the future want to do business with you. You have then on the real estate side, you have other agents that you could be passing forth referrals to. You have any clubs, committees, hobbies. So let's say you play hockey. Let's say you're in, you go to the gym and you have a sphere of, let's say, acquaintances or workout buddies. Again, these are people who could be added to your database. You also have relocation, which really it's a type of a small sphere that you need to be included in, and there are companies that do relocation. If that is something that interests you and you happen to have a really good bond or connection with another country or another city somewhere, then you might want to look into these companies that do relocation between the two countries, for example. Open houses, and then you have people who are thinking of selling on their own, possibly educating them as to why that may not be a great idea and that you may be able to provide them more value and more money for their homes. So these are your lead sources. Now, how are we going to generate leads with these people? This is actually the second part of what I'm going to be talking about today, and then I'm going to leave you there because every week I'm going to give you little tidbits of information that are going to help you move along. Providing you too much information isn't going to help you very much because I may overwhelm you if you haven't been doing these things. So let's move on to lead generation. Ways to be able to contact people. Well, you've got your typical snail mail or Canada Post, or whether you're in the US, then it's the US Postal Service. Sending people a hard copy of something, whether it is a market report, whether it's a note card, whether it's a card just saying, I've been thinking about you. Maybe it is a newsletter that you are thinking of starting up. You need a plan. And that is where I want you to be brainstorming on different things that you can start doing this year. It doesn't matter if you didn't do it last year. It doesn't matter if you didn't do it 2 years ago. It's always a good time to start something new. We have print media. So you have magazines, you have other people's newsletters. Maybe you know mortgage brokers, financial advisors who put out newsletters that you might be able to contribute an article to. You have local papers, you have little gazettes in the small towns. Let's look at the more simple things. Email. Do you send out emails monthly, biweekly, weekly, daily? What do you put in these emails? What should you be putting in these emails? You should be putting things that people will find of value. What does that mean? Maybe you're going to have a section for people who are thinking of selling and buying right now. So it's immediate tips to get them started. But maybe you have the people who have just moved into a home. So what can you send these people? What about home maintenance? What about events that are happening around town, the town that they've just moved into? What about a new small business that's just opened? These are all emailed articles that could be sent to your database. We have social media, which obviously is it's a great resource, not only to meet people, but also to put out content. Now, that is a whole other course, and that is a whole other podcast that I will be doing on social media and Facebook posting, Instagram posting. But for now, that should be there on your list, and it should be there on ways that you are going to be looking for new contacts this year. One moment. I get a little dry throat when I keep talking. But I have said this over and over. By 2020, 80% of the internet is going to be video. Think of yourselves. How often, when you are on your phone, when you're on your tablet, do you come across a video? I mean, within an hour, probably 50, 60, 70% of what is passing through your feed is going to be a video. Therefore, are you doing video? And if you're not, why is that? Is it because you are scared? Is it because you don't know how? Is it because you don't know what to say? It is important that you insert this into your business in one way or another. So if you don't know what you're doing, you need to find help. You need to find someone who is going to help you do this. That has always been my goal here at the Property Gallery, because I believe, you know, that's why I made this room. because I believe in offering. I just want to be able to offer the chance for someone to be able to do it, but they always have to be able to choose to do it. So the choice is always yours. No one's ever going to force you to do anything, but there are definitely certain things that you need to be including in your business. Social media is definitely a large, large part of that. If you'd like to know more about that, reach out to me. You can always find me on social media. You can find me here at the Property Gallery. Just type in my name in Google and you're going to be able to find me. So we've passed the social media. We have open housing, door knocking. What do we door knock? That's also going to be another day. I'm going to talk about your farming areas. Those of you who don't have one, you should. And it doesn't have to be large. It can be anywhere from 200 to 500 houses. But it's a matter of getting people to know who you are in that farm area. And there are various ways of doing that. So we'll save that for another week. We have committees, club meetings, seminars that you could be doing. I know that the banks have realtor days that you could get to know someone at a bank and they would let you go in, have a table, show the local people who you are and what it is that you do, what it is that you offer. You can also sponsor teams, charity events, and so on, and networking events. Don't get stuck in your office, whether it is your home office, whether it is your brokerage office, wherever that may be. Don't get stuck there. Go out, meet people. One day a week, as I told my agents here, sit in a cafe somewhere, whether it's Tim Hortons or Starbucks or wherever you may be, Dunkin' Donuts, it doesn't matter. Sit there, have a sticker on your computer. I'm a real estate agent. How can I answer your questions? What questions do you have for me? Just make it cute, but sit somewhere where you are visible that you could possibly strike up a conversation with someone. We are by nature people who want to cultivate relationships and we need human interaction. Sitting at home in your office is not going to give you human interaction. Being on your phone, scrolling through Facebook is not going to give you human interaction. So if you don't want to sit in a cafe, then find some kind of a networking event that you can attend and try and do this at least once a week, bi-weekly, but definitely once a month. Go out there and meet people. Whether it is colleagues, meaning other realtors, whether it is some kind of a hobby group that you want to join, whether it is doing sports at the weekend, whether it's a hockey league, skiing, skating, like the list goes on and on and on. Find people to talk to. And the other thing that that does is it may inspire you if you're hanging around inspiring people. If you're not, then you may want to start expanding your group to people who do inspire you, because inspiring people will, it'll rub off. It's contagious. So I think I have left you a lot to think about for this week. We are at Tuesday. Once again, I have a calendar. If you don't have one and you would like some help keeping accountable to what it is that you'd like to get done this year, I would be happy to send you one. Like I said, I've got about 40 or 50 left. Plus, they've got a motivational quote at the top. Thank you for tuning into this Bulletproof Agent podcast, and it's also going to be on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'd appreciate you following along. I am going to be doing this every week. And at the end of every month, I am going to be interviewing an amazing person who has built their career from the bottom up. How did they do it? What nuggets of information can they pass along to you so that you could possibly do the same? And if not, just create that happy life that you deserve. Thanks for listening. Find me on Facebook with any of your questions or comments at Catherine Lucadu.